First tonight, one of London's many pirate radio stations is off air after a night raid on the makeshift studio. LBC was given exclusive access to the raid, which led to two arrests and thousands of pounds worth of equipment being seized. Some stations are run by criminal gangs as a front to sell drugs, and now officials are getting tough on London's pirate radio stations, with more and more raids being carried out. Last night, I travelled to North London to take part in a raid.
We're here this evening to execute a search warrant in relation to a pirate radio station.
I'm in Edmonton to take part in a joint Ofcom and Met police raid on a pirate radio station in North London. The man speaking right now is Jim McNally. He's an investigation manager at Ofcom. He's giving us a briefing. Details can't be broadcast for security reasons, but he's basically telling us where we'll be going, what we're going to be doing, and what we might be up against.
So we're travelling now to the radio station in North Tottenham. We know it's broadcasting because we can hear it right now in the car we're travelling in. There's two groups of us. One are setting off to find the transmitter site. We're going to where the studio is based.
All right, then, enjoy it.
How much preparation goes into raids like this?
A lot. There's a hell of a lot of preparation because we have to do prior surveillance, we have to get all the correct intelligence right, and the most important thing is protecting the safety of the Ofcom members of staff who are performing the raid.
Just parked up on a trading estate and they're just organising how they're going to carry out the raid, just talking amongst the police officers and the Ofcom members here about what they're going to do. And there's a stairwell in front of us directly up to the building where they're going to run at that and try and knock down the door to get into where the studio is broadcasting from.
What's that, Dee?
It's known as a hooligan bar. It's a multi-purpose sort of door opening piece of kit.
Okay, so the officers have decided to go in, that this is the right place. We're just walking up the stairs outside this trading estate. We're just going through. There's a door here. We're going through and we're inside some offices, lots of different doors, and the officers in front of me have come to a door which says design and print, and the officers just listening now to see if they can hear anything. They're going in.
Here we are, boys. Anyone else here with you?
No. Any drugs or weapons?
So the door's just been broken in. It says design and print outside, but inside is actually a studio. Two teenagers were inside. They've been arrested. And inside this studio, it's surrounded by plywood to soundproof it. But inside, there's a pair of turntables, a mixer, a mini disc, a CD player, an air conditioning unit. And it was from here, this small room on a trading estate, they were managing to broadcast to up to half of London.